Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's message, The Man from Galilee. As some of you knew and others may have not noticed, yesterday was Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter and marks the beginning of Holy Week. For Christians, this is the most sacred time of the year because it marks the beginning and end of our Lord's last days, leading to the cross of Calvary and ending in his triumphant resurrection. But some of us are so busy watching and listening for news about the coronavirus and the effects it has and is having on our lives that we have taken our eyes and focus off of the church. Some are asking, is Sunday Easter? As if to say, Easter has sneaked up on them unaware. But the answer to the question is, yes, Sunday is Easter. And the nation and the church is facing a pandemic that has prohibited the gathering of more than 10 people in any physical space, with a few necessary exceptions. When all sporting events were canceled, many of the church didn't say much. The same was true when all businesses that catered to social public gatherings were ordered to close. But this Sunday, the order really hits home. Not just for Palm Sunday and Easter, but for all services going forward. Easter is our main day. It represents the reason we are Christians. It, like no other day, says to the world, our Savior lives and reigns. The scripture says when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the multitude of people were making such a noise that the city was moved and people were asking, who is this man? On a day and a week, we should be shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There is a great deal of silence. We have allowed this pandemic to silence us on the very day and week we should be shouting, do you know the man from Galilee? Some things are beyond our control, but there are many things within our control. While we may not be able to gather at a physical location, God has made it possible to invite more people to our Easter service than could possibly sit within the walls of our sanctuaries. Easter services this year are moving all across the nation and the world from a physical address to a web address. For us here at Flag Branch, it is www.fbmbc.org. The physical doors are closed, but the virtual doors are open. Churches everywhere must make the transition from a sole physical presence to an online presence. And the good thing about this is that people who cannot or will not come to the physical church can come and will come to the virtual church from almost anywhere in the world. This is the present and future challenge we must step up and meet if we are going to continue to carry out the Great Commission. Many of us have said we are going to do it or we need to do it. But this pandemic has forced the issue. If our voices are to be heard, we must find ways to lift them in places and ways that traditional methods will no longer be effective. Therefore, for Flag Branch and every church in the household of faith, this is no time to be silent. This is no time to lay down, to be content to stay home and do nothing, to be discouraged or throw in the towel. The people of God must spread the word. If your pastor and church has an online presence, that your doors are open for Easter. We must do all we can to support the pastors and church to enhance and improve the church's online presence. If we say we love the Lord and the church, then let's make the necessary adjustments to transition from a solely physical church to a physical and virtual church. Let's make it our business as the people of God to get rid of tithing and offering envelopes as the primary means of receiving financial support by making it safe and convenient to give online. One day soon, they may become a thing of the past. Those who know must help those who don't, for we are in this together. And because we've done it that way since forever, doesn't mean it will get the job done today. For most of history, plowing was done with a man behind a beast pulling a plow. However, most people don't use that method anymore. The methods we have used in the past are good and has helped us to get where we are. But they are not well equipped to take us much further into the future. The time has come for the Church of God to join the rest of the world in the 21st century by using the tools and methods of communication the world is using to keep spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. After this pandemic is over, there will not be a return to business as usual. A change has and is taking place before our eyes as the virtual revolution and social and physical distancing is becoming the new normal. So let's shout it out. Tell others that the church doors are not closed. Tell everybody you and the church are celebrating Easter at www.thenameofyourchurch.org. And or at Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and any other platform or method to get the gospel to the church and the present age we have been called to serve. Have a good Holy Week. Keep the focus not on the pandemic and economic and political turmoil, but on where it needs and should be. Jesus Christ. Go to church online this Sunday and help celebrate the greatest day on the calendar and the year, the day of our Lord's resurrection, Easter. If the church you attend is not online, find one that is and help yours to get online. But by all means, get to church. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Don't forget to read and listen to the pastor's Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.